It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
And welcome back to Lamoni, Iowa. Everybody can have you along with us this afternoon as we're getting set for game two of this afternoon's college basketball double dip here on K-Radio with the Benedict and Ravens. It's the guys' turn. Being hosted by the Grayson Yellow Jackets. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and doing the stuff, all the stuff back in the studio. Joseph, way to go, man. Thanks for hanging with me because they started this game a little delayed. You look at it, you go like, wait a minute, this isn't when you're supposed to be starting. Well, yeah, kind of senior day. So recognizing those seniors, doing some stuff with them and for them and give them a little tip of the hat, they deserve all that. So congrats to them. Say what? PA guy, we got strobe lights in here now along with crazy lights in the eyes and new seating, new flooring. They've done a reno here to the gym on the Graceland campus. But throughout the strobes, I think we get the starters red. First of all, for Benedict and 11th season head coach John Ryan Moody, his assistant, I'm looking at right in front of me, John Pierre. So, John Pierce's been here longer than 11 years. Ravens are going to have a little different look here today. What do you think? Final game of the season, no reason to not be looking for that combination. It's going to be Jack Vanderwoody, the 6'4" sophomore from Noakesville, Virginia, with Bryson LaRue, the 6'2" sophomore from Lee's Summit, Andover Central native, 6'1" senior Braden Belch, and then the Twin Towers, if you will, with Gino Corridori and Ben Seduka. Gino is 6'8" junior from Littleton, Colorado, and Vince, a 6'7" sophomore from Budapest, Hungary. For Graceland, and head coach Todd Lawrenson, he's in his second season here. For the Yellow Jackets, it's going to be Akeem Woods, a 6'4" grad student out of Minneapolis. Pat Fisher, a 6'4" grad student from Bloomington. Austin Braun, a 5'11" senior, transferred in from Grand Rapids, Michigan. You also have Carson Bush, a 5'10" junior from Lincoln, and out of Montenegro, 6'6" senior, Alexa Markovich. Ravens are going to get the ball out of the tip, running down, Braden Belt, run, shoot, scores, Ravens lead. How about that? 20 seconds into the ball game, Benedictine has taken his first lead of the game on a quick runner by Braden Belt. BC goes up 2-0. Quickly down the right side with it. It's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. And by the way, not Jack Vanderwoody. Coach has got here's a shot up partially deflected. Coach does have Ahmad Lewis in there. The feed comes off on top, dump over to the right side. Cross it's going to go again. And Benedictine on offense, moving the ball around, trying to be a little patient with it. And now it's going to be stolen away. Down the floor, quickly down the right side. The dish into the corner, the feet underneath. So they're blocked by Gino. Oh, Gino got upstairs and rejected that shot by Akeem Woods. It's going to go out of bounds back to the Ravens. 18:50 to go. back up the court is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Taking his time, kind of a dribble. He'll slide over to the left side, brings it back on top, feeds in the middle. Gino's got it, back to the rim, comes back up on top. Between the circles, that's going to be Bryson to Bense, 8 on the shot clock. Driving in, running shot, up and good. 2 more for Benedict Manuser, Ahmad Lewis's point. Ravens go up 4-0, right out the gate. 18-18, left, first half. Love halves of basketball, just so you know. Probably figured that out years ago. Back down with it comes Graceland. Round to the left side, it's going to be Austin Braun to the baseline left. Baseline jumper. Deep in the corner, it's going to be up and good for Pat Fisher. One little trigger shot, and it's going to be a one-point game. 7-8 is 4-3. 17:50 to go. Out on top, Ben Say hands it over. Here's a three from the top. Gino, no. Bense taps it away, but couldn't be recovered by Graceland and Austin Braun. And when Figs tried to handle the ball, you know what happens, right? Nothing good. Alexa Markovich tried to dribble the basketball, and the 6'6 senior from Montenegro bounces it off his ankle. It heads for the backcourt. He makes a headlong dive for it. And Markovich, the ball all sliding across the floor, go into the backcourt for an over and back. Ravens have it in play. 17 and a half to go. First half, Benedictine with the ball, leading it by a point at 4-3. Here's Gino with it, back on the right side to Ahmad. He'll knife into the lane, cuts it left. Bryson goes three. It's online and no good. Rebound to go back down. Coast to coast, driving down the floor. The kick comes back out on top, on the court one time. The drive to the middle, no room. Around the outside, they work the perimeter. Baseline three is up. Air ball short. Going to be rebounded down by Duca. Ravens are going to run it the other way. Yellow Jackets a little bit wild, and yet Graceland is in a pretty good spot in the conference standings here going into the final game of the year. In the heart of America, Mid-America's on top. Here's a long three. Whoa, what a shot from way outside. Give that three to Bryson LaRue. And it is 7-3 Benedictine. It's 16:40 to go in the opening half. So Mid-America's on top, 21-2 in the conference. That's just pretty good basketball. Behind them, Baker's got 18 wins. Graceland 16. Here's a long shot, up and good for three. Knocking that one down is going to be Austin Braun. So Graceland has a half a dozen points on a pair of three-point shots. Benedictine leads at 7-6. And we're 16-16 to go in the first half. So Mid-America followed by Baker in number two. Grayson has got 16 wins in third. So if they don't win and Central Methodist does, they could easily move to a tie for that 3-4 spot. I'm not sure how the tiebreaker lays out right now between them. And the ball is going to be batted away, and I suspect they're going to call a Raven foul. They are. It's going to be on Ahmad Lewis. First foul of the game for either team is going to be long to Ahmad Lewis for Benedictine. 15:50 to go in the opening half. Grayson with the basketball, putting it in play, trailing it only by one. Comes out on top with it, gets it there to Akeem Woods, running a shot up off the window and good. And Grayson will take his first lead of the day. Akeem makes it 8-7. Top side is BC around the right side. So after he's got Grayson with 16, Central Methodist with 15. Here's a baseline runner for Benedictine. Missed. Rebound Grayson. Perustin with 12. Culver with 12. Graham with 11. Park and Missouri Valley each with 10. So there's going to be a real dogfight for those 5, 6, 7, and 8th place spots. And one of those teams isn't going to get it. Okay? Jack Vanderwoody comes into the game for the Ravens. 15:15 to go. Bense Duca will go for three. It's very wide to the left side, and rebound is going to be tracked down. Grayson is going to have it with Austin Braun. Austin brings it up the floor, dumps it over to the left side, now accelerating down the middle of the lane. One-handed runner up off the window and good for Akeem Woods, and he's got his 4th point of the evening, or I guess late afternoon, putting the Jackets up 10-7. We go inside 15 minutes to play, first half. Ravens have the basketball way up top side. feeding in the middle, spinning, twisting, no room there. A little head fake by Jack. He'll go to the baseline. The defender doesn't lose him. And a one-handed runner is up, no good. Saved by Anthony Hall. Resetting the shot clock to 20. Down to the baseline left is Bryson. Behind him, his head, the pass to Vince. And you just got to finish that shot. That's all. Duca's got to get a little more aggressive with that shot. Here's a runner on the other end. And equally soft is the running shot by Graceland's Akeem Woods. It falls away, no good. Benedict can back up court with it. 14 minutes to go. 14 in the first half, and now we get an offensive foul against the Ravens. And that's going to be another foul. Both BC fouls are on Ahmad Lewis. So the only two fouls in the game are on against Benedictine. And for Benedictine, both fouls committed by Ahmad Lewis, who is very promptly checking out of the game. Ravens have got Vanderwoody and LaRue and Hall and Vagafa around the top with Duca in the middle. Graceland basketball leading it by three with 13:40 to go. 3-point shot up, no good. Vincent coming up with a rebound. Here comes Ezra. Vagafa down the floor, jumps it over to the left side. Little seesaw dribble going in and up and somehow getting a bucket in. How about that shot by Bryson LaRue? He's got five. 10-9 Graceland. Cutting in, 13-footer, off the back, no good. And a rebound cleared away by Goffa. Benedictine on the run. By Goffa with a little left-hand dribble, takes it into the forecourt, goes off to the big guy, trailing the play, comes back over to the right side of Vander Rudy, back out topside, Ezra goes three, bam! 3-point shot, timeout taken. And we'll take a break with him as Benedictine has gone back in front. Timeout of the floor, Joseph, 13:05 to go, opening half in Iowa. It's the Benedictine Ravens, 12, Graceland, 10.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Climb the gymnasium. Quite a few people have come in here on senior day now. There weren't so many earlier. Hey, there weren't so many earlier, and as the ladies game moved along by the end of it, there was a really nice crowd. They were totally into it, and that crowd has kind of hung around. They're waiting for something to get excited about here. As Benedictine leads it by a couple, 12 of 10. Right now, you've got motion offense running. The shot is going to go to the inside off the window and good, and just checking into the ball game for Graceland. It's going to be Darius Davis. Darius gets that bucket. He's a 6'4 junior from Pittsburgh, PA. Coming out of Howard College. You've heard of Howard, right? Left-handed three is on its way and will not fall for Jack. Rebounding it back. Going to be Graceland. They've tied the game a moment ago at 12 and are looking for their lead back. And it's going to be stripped away by Jack. Here come the Ravens. BC has also brought Nick Simmons into the game. Here's a falling away three. It's up and very short by Bryson. Online, but short, running three on the other end. Not going to go for Austin Brown, and the rebound to Benedictine end. That's Anthony Hall coming down with the basketball. Inside 12 to go in the opening half. Benedictine end. Graceland off, deadlocked, and it does it. BC round to the left side. Ezra takes it all the way into the corner in front of the Graceland bench, drives back to the right, goes into the lane and rotates, puts it up from 13, but we're going to have a foul. The foul off the basketball, and it's going to be called on Noah Simmons. Noah picking up his first foul of the game. And how about this? Benedictine has committed three fouls. Okay, we're over eight into the game. Graceland has not committed any fouls yet. They must be playing some really, really high-quality basketball. Very adept. Here's the pass underneath. The shot goes up. The ball stripped away. It's on the floor being fought for, and is the foul on the floor or is he stepping on the baseline? The foul on 32. And again, Noah Simmons, didn't take him long to pick up a couple of fouls. And is he coming out? No. We're going to get Bryson to come out. But Noah stays in there with those two. Bryson is out. Braden Belt is in. And Braden knocks away the inbound pass. Steals it in the backcourt. Twists, turns, spins, fades, shoots, missed it. Rebound slapped out on top, and can BC save it? They do. That was spectacular. Out on top, Ezra. Back over to the left to Jack. Long cross court. They really widen out this offense. The pass is off the backboard, and it's getting a little wild out there with 11-11 to go in the first half. Flying down the court, accelerating to the baseline, crossing over underneath the feet to the big man. Running in, shot is up. One hand good. Darius Davis. Davis has four. That's going to put Grayson back in front at 14-12, and we're at 11 to play in the opening half. Game moving along pretty briskly. Got a bit of a late start. Senior day here in Lamoni. Here's a three. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Yellow Jackets coming back down with it in those home gold uniforms. A lot of teams wear the home whites, right? But Graceland wears that gold uniform with navy lettering and trim. Cross-court pass, a drive to the baseline, the shot up off the window and good. A couple more for Austin Braun. He's got five, and he's going to get a free throw out of that. So Austin, fouled by Braden Belt, Ravens' fifth team foul. So Benedictine has committed five fouls. Grayson has committed none, and we've got 10.5 to go in the first half. Coming to the free throw line, looking for that one more shot, that completion of the conventional three. It's going to be Austin Braun. Puts it on its way, and it rolls around and falls in. Braun has a half a dozen points. It is now 17-12. Benedictine, largest deficit of the afternoon, trailing by five with 10:20 to go. First half. We're going to be coming up on a media timeout here shortly, Joseph, as Ezra Vigoffa swings it over to the left side, gets it there to Gino. Corridori back to Belt. Out on top, it'll go. Ezra starts into the lane, changes hands, can't get away from his defender. 10 on the shot clock. Back out to Ezra. 8 on the shot clock. Back over it goes to Belt. He'll go 3, air ball. Rebound caught on the fly by Matai Offenjar. 3 on the other end. No. Amitai Offenjar just coming into the ball game, but unable to commit to complete that play, and we have a timeout on the floor as the ball goes out of bounds, and Joseph, we're taking our break. And 9 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the opening half of the men's game. We're in Iowa, where it is Graceland 17, Benedictine 12.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, so good to have you with us here. The ladies, Benedictine ladies team has been sticking around, kind of watching the guys for a few minutes. They're probably getting ready to launch out. Very long time out here. Welcome back. 17-12. So let's extrapolate that 17-34-68. Yeah, you know, probably about where Benedictine can live with their opponent getting to. So not too far off for the Ravens. A dozen points. So that's got to be 48. That's probably not quite enough. And here we go to the essentially the second quarter, but we're down at 9:40 to go in the first half. Left side, Belt for three. There it is. Braden Belt from the left side. It goes around, around, and in. He's got five. 17-15. Benedictine trailing by a pair with 9:20 to go. Before intermission, putting his head down the shot. Blocked by Gino. Offensive rebound. Out on top. The three. No. Offensive rebound. Had to be kicked back. The long three. No. On the fly. That thing's going to go out of bounds and back to the Ravens. Just coming into the game for Graceland is J.Y. Smith, the junior from Pontiac, Michigan. And we're going to get another timeout? Yeah. All right, Grace is going to take another timeout, coming right back at it. So let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break this time at 9, 11 to go in the half. Ravens getting back in this thing. It's Yellow Jackets 17, Benedictine 15.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Back with it here in the Morden Center, right on the campus of Grayson University, right next to the Bruce Jenner Sports Complex here on the Yellow Jacket campus. 9-11 to go in the first half. Grayson coming out of the court with Darius Davis and J.Y. Smith, Austin Braun, Amitai Offenjar, and Carter Brown. For Benedictine, you got Ezra Vigoffa out there with Ahmad Lewis, Braden Belt, Gino Corridori, and Vince Duca. So we'll see how it works. Shot from the top. Belt goes three. Won't quite fall, but it was a good-looking shot. And now it's going to go out of bounds with 8:56 to go. And Ravens thought this was going to be their ball. I thought it was going to be their ball. But the official standing there does not say it's going to be their ball. And his is the only opinion that matters. It's going to belong to Graceland. And up court with it, they're going to come. Here's Austin Braun over to the right side. Gets it to J.Y. Smith over to Offenjar. He'll dribble back toward the top. Swings it back to Braun. Austin Braun puts in a lot of minutes for this team. He is a really versatile athlete for Grayson. Now, how many steps do we get? Here we go. There's the travel. As the ball came down, just inside the sideline, down to the baseline, it came to Offenjar, and he puts it on the floor one time, and then takes a step, and then pulled it up and leaned in, and then took like three more steps trying to get a shot away. Now call the travel. Here comes Benedictine back up with a belt. Uncontested three. Doesn't get it. He's a better shot than that. That one does not go down for him, and he's had some struggles here in the very early moments of the game. Here's a shot on the other end missing, and the rebound is on the floor. Players diving all over the place for it. This thing's getting violent down there. It's going to be taken away by Graceland. To the left for the three. Got it. Three-point shot left side. That is going to be Carson Bush. Bush and 5'10", junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, transferred in from Southwestern Community College. At a baseline belt. Good for two. So Braden Belt collects his seventh point. And it is 20-17. 7:37 left. Here's a three. Right side. Off a jar. No. Rebound. Graceland. Another three. Launched. That one will go in. 23-17. That shot going down by Carter Brown. His first point today.
Over.
And we've got 7:11 to go in the first half. Ravens with the basketball, but they're down a half a dozen. Gino with the ball, gets it back behind him to Ezra. Vigoffa does not play off the screen. Instead, goes straight to the baseline. Dishes it over to Ahmad, but he will mishandle it. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will have been touched last by Benedictine. Ezra comes out of the ball game and returning to the floor for the Ravens. You're going to find Bryson LaRue. So far this afternoon, Bryson is 2 out of 4 shooting the basketball. 1 of 3 from outside, has a rebound and 5 points. 7 minutes to go in the opening half. Yellow Jackets down the left side. Feet underneath. That was a pretty bit of movement to the basketball. The bucket is going to be up and good for Carson Bush. 25-17. And the Ravens with an 8-point deficit now. Feet in the middle of Gino. Easy put up. Nicely done. They give an assist there. I'm going to give an assist anyway to Braden Belt on that one. Corridori's first point today, 25-19. Work over to the right side. Nothing there. Back out on top. It's going to come to Akeem Woods. He backs away. Right in front of the BC bench, right toward them. Off on top, it'll go to Patrick Fisher. Pat will spin 360. Shoot, it rolls around the rim, kind of like he spun around in a circle, but goes in. Fisher has five. 27-19. And again, Benedict with an eight-point deficit. We are at the six-minute mark of the opening half. Corridori, right side, having trouble. Big guys bumping. Gino loses the ball. They'll both jump on it, cover it up. Possession arrow, Graceland. With 5:50 to play in the first half, Grayson is going to be putting the ball back in play. And Benedict didn't have a few little turnovers. That's a half a dozen turnovers in the first half for the Ravens, who are hitting 8 of 22 shots, 36% so far today. 3 of 12 from outside, a cool quarter. And now, a little crossover maneuver. The shot goes up and misses. The offensive rebound is kicked out for a three, and it misses. And this time, Belt will pull down the rebound. Cross court it comes. Belt will go for an NBA three. That was an air ball, and that was way off the mark. I thought it might have been touched, but apparently not. The official and over there right next to him, and Belt goes over and has a bit of a brief discussion with the guy in stripes. They seem to have come to some kind of a mutual agreement on what has gone down. And here come the Yellow Jackets up court with the basketball. Grayson with 5 minutes to go in the opening half with control of the basketball, leading it by 8, 27-19, coming into the lane, left and right step. Now the shot from the outside, up no good. Duca with the board. It's a jumped up in the air and it caught it around his waist. There was no one within 8 feet of him. Here driving in, nicely done by Ahmad Lewis, and he's got four. 27-21, Ravens back to within a half a dozen, 4:44 to go in the half. Shot is up and short, rebound tipped out, and they're going to say it goes out of bounds off Graceland. 4:40 to play, first half. Duca puts it in. And now what's the hold up here? I thought they were able to put the ball in play. Now the officials are walking to the other end, and all the players just kind of walking around looking at one another. Not sure exactly what the hold up is. I see one official there, one official there, one official there holding the ball. And I'm not really sure. What's the holdup? What's not going? Why are we not playing? Coach doesn't know why we're not playing. Do you know why we're not playing? Huh? Ah, there you go. That'll do it. They're ejecting a fan. So that's what's being done. We've called the big burly guys in that, you know, that are helpful at doing things like that. If that big guy told me to leave, I'd go. Well, I'm sure of it. Now we got other people coming in to try to convince him to go. And the whole game has come to a screaming halt. They need to send him over to the benches. Joseph, we need to take a timeout. We're doing it. Taking a break, Joseph. We're at 4:41 to go in the opening half. As we do crowd control in Lamoni, it is Jackets 27, Ravens 21.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, there's that. Let's see if we can't go over here and see if any of the other games going on around the conference, how they have gone, if there's any earlier ones or whatever. What do you say, Joseph? I think that, yes, the fan is leaving with the big guys over there who seem very intent on that happening. Final score, Peru State winning at home over Clark, getting the century mark, 100-69. Ouch. Some games already going to the second half, some games into the second half. This is one of the late games, and then, of course, there's still a 5 o'clock game with Park and Culver today. So Ravens put the ball in, shooting it from outside. Three-point shot for Braden Belt. Well, Braden already in double-figure scoring for Benedictine. Makes it 27-24 with 4:15 left. Skip pass left, stolen by Ahmad. Benedictine on the run. Ahmad Lewis kicks it back. Gino goes in through two defenders, lets him strip it out of his hand. Got to go up stronger, Gino. Here's the drive. Driving in. 2, 3, 4 steps. Shot is up and good, and they're going to let it happen. Incredible. The bucket by Patrick Fisher. 7 points. 29-24. 3:50 to go. You wouldn't think that today, last game of the year, a game that there's a travel going to be called. Yeah, they're going to call a travel on Ahmad. 3:44 to go. It is 29-24. Graceland in front. Here come the Yellow Jackets. Yeah, it's getting sometimes, not a lot, but periodically a little chippy out there. Graceland's got a lot to play for. Benedictine's got a lot of pride to play for. Down to the baseline, left they go. The swing around to the wing. A little crossover. Oh, that was a pretty dribble, and the reverse layup is failed. And are they going to call a Gino foul? Oh, yeah. Gino just not quick enough to have gotten himself in position and in front of Akeem Woods. So Corridori will collect the personal foul. And for the Ravens, it's going to be team foul 6. And how about this? For Benedictine, 6 fouls. And Grayson hasn't committed one yet. That's pretty awesome. Free throw? No. So for Akeem, he's got 4 points today, but misses the first free throw. BC is going to bring Bryson LaRue back into the game. Big old deep breath for Akeem Woods, the 6'4 grad student from Minneapolis. That one also unsuccessful, and Benedictine will bring it up. Trailing 29-24, inside 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens on the road. Final game of the 23-24 campaign. Skip pass coming over to the right side. Hold of the ball high above his head. It's going to be Corridori. Puts it on the floor a couple of times. Kicks it over to Bense, and Dukas passes. And it's going to be lost out of bounds. And I think he had a plan, but whatever it was, it did not work. And Ravens are going to give it back to Graceland. Yesterday was kind of a, I don't know, an anniversary of one of the more famous, infamous Benedictine basketball games ever. I talk about it with people a lot when we talk about what are some of the crazy things you've seen. We'll talk about that maybe a little later if I don't forget. Here's a shot from the right side. It's up. No good. Duca coming up with a rebound, and Benedictine with another opportunity. Down floor with a basketball, and Bense will kick it over to the left side. LaRue swings it from side to side. Now skip pass left to Gino. Corridori backs in, goes right, dumps a baseline. Ezra launches a 3. That's way too strong across the rim. And a rebound is going to be swept back down. And a shot on the other end, off the rim, once and twice, and good. The bucket by Akeem Woods. That'll be a half a dozen points for Akeem. 2 minutes to go in the first half. 31-24. Kick back out on top. Driving in, and we're going to get a foul off the ball. Illegal screen set. And that is going to be on Gino Corridori. So Gino picks up the foul. And the Ravens now with 7 fouls to Graceland's no fouls. I know you can't always compare numbers like that, but maybe you can a little bit. Wait. And here's a foul against Graceland. This is going to be an illegal screen by Carson Bush. With a minute 47 to go in the first half, Graceland will have collected their first foul tonight, this afternoon, whatever it is. Here we go back around the right side with a Benedict and on offense. Minute and a half to go in the half. Left side is going to be Braden Bell. Beats in the middle. At the free throw line with his back to the rim. Back it in. Skip pass over to the right side. Comes back off on top to LaRue. LaRue starts to lane. Kicks it out on top. Vince to LaRue. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Vince puts up a prayer at the buzzer. It's off the rim 2 times. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. A follow shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down again. It's going to be Tony Hall. He'll go, and the shot for three is finally going to be up and good. How about that for Bryson LaRue? That was really good hustle. Like how the Ravens kept pursuing the basketball, kept the play alive, never giving up on the moment. And we're down to a minute to go with a half. It is 31-27. Grayson goes baseline and will travel with the basketball. Seen a lot of travels. Haven't seen a lot of travels called here today, but that was one that was. And the Ravens, in the last minute of a half, coming up court with it. Here's Ezra. Starts to the left side, comes to the right. And now we're going to have a Benedictine travel called. Didn't see that one. 44 seconds to go. And now the ball coming in from the far side. Here comes Graceland. Crowd's kind of quiet, kind of subdued here with the last minute of the half. Their team leading only by 4. Here's a feed underneath. Back and in, dropping a shoulder, pushing in, dropping a shoulder, kicks it on top. The set 3 buried from Darius Davis, and he's come off the bench to score 7. 34-27. 20 seconds left here in the half. Ravens around the right side by Goffa. Ezra goes to the middle, swings it over left to Hall. Hall drives in, pulls up in front of a defender. Oh, that was a pretty shot. Nicely done by Anthony Hall. Ravens up court with 4 and with 3. And nobody gets in front. The shot is up and in. You count the bucket and 1. And Ezra played kind of a matador defense on that. He saw Carson Bush with the basketball. Carson was just too quick for him, and so he was going to get out of the way. So, coming to the free throw line, Graceland looking for the conventional three-point play. And they'll get it. It is 37-29, and here's a shot at intermission, and that's going to do it. With dead silence in the gymnasium, the team's head to the locker room. It's as if they have no idea that the game has come to halftime. We do. We're taking a break. We're going to be back and summarize that opening half for you when we return to score here in Lamoni, Iowa. Graceland 37, Benedictine 29.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, good to have you back with us here in Lamoni, Iowa, where the Benedictine Ravens find themselves trailing at halftime against a really good Graceland team. Graceland looking for their 20th win of the season here today. Graceland in front, 37-29, as the teams take the break. And recapping the scoring for you, for the Yellow Jackets, it has been Austin Braun. He's been really, really good today. 9 points in the first half on 3 of 5 shooting. Add to that 2 of 2 at the free throw line and 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Dawson Braun has been a very, very great catalyst for this Graceland offense. 7 points each for both Darius Davis and Patrick Fisher. Darius coming in off the bench to score his 7 points, and Patrick, of course, a starter for this team. Akeem Woods comes in and knocks down a half a dozen. Carson Bush had 5. Carter Brown, 3 for Graceland. For Benedictine, you've got 5 guys in the scoring column and double figures for Braden Belch. 4 of 10 shooting, 2 of 6 from outside, and 1 rebound. Braden Belch with 10. Bryce Amaru has 8 points today on 3 of 5 and 2 of 4 from 3. Ben Saduka with 5, 4 for Ahmad Lewis, and Anthony Hall is coming off the bench to score 1. You've got Ezra Bygoffa scoreless on 0 for 2. Jack Vanderwoody missed the only shot he took. And Gino Corridori not getting many shots away. He is only 0 for 2 in the first half. So if Benedictine can start getting a little more scoring from in the middle, going to probably need a little bit of that. And all in all, though, Ravens played pretty hard in the first half. Grayson got a ton of free throw opportunities. Let's see if we can't get some kind of a summary on that. It felt like it because Benedict found themselves in some foul trouble pretty early on. Ravens 12 of 31 shooting the ball at 38%. Grayson is 15 of 31 for 48%. Pretty good size difference there from the outside. Identical numbers. How remarkable. Ravens and Grayson are both 5 of 16. Neither one of them is any number to write home about at 31%. BC hasn't had a free throw today. Grayson, oddly enough, only 2 of 4. So, BC probably fortunate that Grayson had not had more free throw opportunities because of the kind of surprising disparity in numbers of free throws called. Ravens and Grayson turning it over similar numbers of times. It's 7 and 6. And rebounding, again, pretty close at 19 and 17. So, a couple of shots, one way or another. And we're right back in this thing here in the second half. Looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, it is intermission in Lamoni, Iowa. We'll return second half of the ball game live here on Carabin with your halftime score. Yellow Jackets 37, Ravens 29. Back we're going to go to Joseph. He's our man of the Care Sports Studio, and he's the man with your halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big, and the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We will be returning to Benedictine basketball in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a full week ahead next week. Starting on Monday night at 7 p.m., we will have the JCN and Valley Falls girls meeting up at JCN. On Tuesday night, again, at 7 p.m., we will be at Valley Falls with the Oskaloosa Boys. Tune in again at 7 p.m. Monday night and 7 p.m. Tuesday night for high school basketball. Wednesday will bring us to Benedictine women's basketball. We will have more announcements on the way. For Thursday, we'll... excuse me. Thursday, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs from the Care Country Studios and airs every Thursday night immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night, we will have JCN... I'm sorry, Friday night, we're expecting to have JCN Boys Substate Semifinals with 2 games. It does appear that Thursday night we might also have JCN Semifinals with 2 games as well. Saturday, we'll have JCN Substate Championship Games. Again, 2 games those days. The exact timing of those games is still up in the air at this hour. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, starting with women's basketball, we have finals to report. It was Culver-Stockton over Park, 76-72. Graceland topped Benedictine in the game that we heard earlier, 73-69. Grandview beat Missouri Valley, 94-60. It was Mid-America Nazarene on top over William Penn, 94-57. Mount Mercy beat Central Methodist, 71-65, and Clark had a rout on Peru State, 87-73. In men's basketball, as Tom mentioned, Peru State topped Clark, 100-69. At the half, it is currently Missouri Valley leading Grandview, 63-47. Also at the half, that appears to be the only other one at the half besides Benedictine, which is trailing Graceland, 29-37. With 9 minutes and 56 seconds left in the Missouri Valley-Grandview game, Grandview is trailing Missouri Valley 63-47. In 16 minutes and 32 seconds left, it's Mount Mercy at 56 to Central Methodist 50. We'll be taking a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, under clear skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Lows dip down to about 39. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 63 degrees in Atchison. It feels like 61 out there with the winds out of the south. Southwest at 16 miles per hour. Relative humidity 26%. Dew point 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure falling at 29.87 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Hi, this is Carly with BMP Propane. At BMP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BMP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you in the Morrison Center. How about that? On the campus of Grayson University, Lamoni, Iowa, getting set to go to the second half of the men's college basketball game this afternoon. Ladies game in a book, and Graceland coming away with a home win here in game one. Let's see what the guys do in game two. Joseph producing and engineering, and also kind of just guiding you through the joy of halftime. And Joseph, thank you for all of that. Appreciate what you're doing, man. Tom Kautz here, courtside. Benedictine finds themselves trailing at intermission, 37-29. But tell you what, a couple of bounces here and there. Raymond's just not playing that badly, and Braden Belt pacing away for Benedictine with 10 points. He's the high scorer for the Ravens, and he's the high scorer in the game so far this afternoon for either team. Graceland in the postseason tournament in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And so, trying to see where we were at with them somewhere. Here we go. Oop, get back. Graceland is. Oh, that is the wrong side. Let's try this page. Graceland and slides down to the bottom. Joseph, we think we'd be better prepared than that. But anyway, Grayson at 16-7 coming into the game today, number three in the conference. With a loss and a Central Methodist win, could potentially get into a tie for that third place. Kind of like the Benedictine ladies are right now, signed in that 3-4 spot, but we'll have the 4 seed in the women's postseason tournament due to the tiebreaker with Mid-America. Mid-America on the guys' side in front at 21 wins, Baker at 18, Grayson 16, Central Methodist 15. Big long jam if you get that. Now the Ravens going to take the first possession of the second half. Gino Corridori up and in and good. And Gino will have doubled his scoring on the game, picking up his second bucket. It is 37-31. 19:40 to go in the game. 3-point shot is up way off the mark, and the Ravens chase it down. Rebounded actually off the floor. Braden Belt picks it up off a long hop. BC on offense. Belt will work his way to the left side, right to the free throw line, kicks it over to LaRue. LaRue's pivoting with the left foot. Now the feet in the middle of Gino, who mishandles the ball. His teammate gets it back, gets it to Gino, who will put it up and in. Cora Dory has scored a couple of quick buckets to begin the second half, and it is 37-33. And a minute into the second half, the Ravens are right back in this thing, down by four. All the way to the baseline, left with it. And a pass across to the baseline. Do we have a foul, or do we have it just going out of bounds off Benedict?
Short.
Let's see what this is. Call is going to be. And here we go. It is going to be out of bounds off the Ravens. In the lane, twisting right, left, turn back again, and up and in and off the window. It's going to be good for Patrick Fisher. Fisher hasn't done much, and gets his first bucket of the second half right there. Coach Lawrenson for Graceland taking a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. We're early in the second half, Joseph, in Lamoni. 18:50 to play in the game. It is Yellow Jackets 39, Benedictine 33.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Timeout. 18 and a half to play in the game. Ahmad skips it to the free throw line to Benze. Back to the right to Gino. Out on top, Ahmad. Gino sets the screen. Ahmad cuts into the lane. Falls away. 13-footer. Off the back. Won't drop. Rebounding it down is going to be Grace Linden. Alexa Markovich comes down with the board. Baseline shot for the base from the left side is going to be off the mark. And frustrated look by Gino Corridori as he picks up his third foul of the afternoon. Now that's going to bring Grayson to the free throw line. Step into the stripe. Going to be Akeen Woods. Akeen is 0 for 2 today at the free throw line. Got a half a dozen first half points. This one is right in there. That'll be his first successful free throw of the day. His seventh point of the afternoon. Corey Dory out of the game and back into the lineup for Benedictine, the 6'5 sophomore from Kansas City's Park Hill High School. Could be Anthony Hall checking in. One more shot, and Akeen will send it up and no good. Gets his own rebound. No. Gets the rebound. Left side. Three is on its way. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Coming down with it is Ahmad Lewis. Ravens are going to run. Here's Braden Belt. All the way to the baseline. Spins toward the middle. Pass comes out on top. It's going to be stolen again by Grayson. Up with it is Akeen Woods. Swings it over to the right side. Back to the left. Looking into the middle. It's going to be Austin Braun. Goes in. Off the window. Scores it. Braun for two. 11 points, Austin Braun. 41-33. And we're 17:50 to go. BC with it on the left side. Kicks it to Ben Saint. Duca backs in once, twice, three times. Twists left. Turns right. Shoots it up and draws the foul. The shot wasn't particularly close. Very wide to the right side. Did not even strike the rim off the backboard, but certainly doing no small part to the contact initiated by Alexa Markovich. It's going to be his first foul of the game. And the free throw is no good for Duca. First foul for Markovich. First foul of the second half for Grayson. Second foul tonight by Grayson. I keep saying tonight. I understand it's 5:20, so it's hardly night, late afternoon, early evening. Second free throw's up and good. Duca, 4 points. 41-34. 17 and a half to go. And a ball into the forecourt, and a foul on Duca. Didn't see what happened. The official stops the play, comes up, said, hey. And I'm sure it's him getting tangled up with Markovich. Grayson's going to lob it in up top side toward the middle, and get their offense rolling. Here's going to be Carson Bush. They'll take him backdoor. Bush puts a shot up too high, and a rebound down nicely by Braden Belt. Belt up floor with it, over to the left side to Ahmad Lewis. Will kick it over to Bryson LaRue. BC moves the ball around the outside, back to the right. Little head fake, shakes his defenders, and a one-handed runner, not going to go. Rebound, Grayson. Yellowjack is taken the other way. Grayson going from right to left across your dial in the second half. They'll drive it in the middle and then kick it to the outside with a three-point shot. Set sailing good for Austin Braun. So Braun will have 5.5 already. That'll be 14 so far today. And the three-point shot makes it a 10-point game, 44-34. Or excuse me, 45-34. Largest lead. And here's a nice little fadeaway shot by Ahmad. So Ahmad Lewis gets 2. That gives him 6 this evening. 45-36. Benedict, they do that man defense. Oh, that's a nice job by Ahmad Lewis to anticipate that pass. Jumped in front of it. And as he did, a little bit of a frustration foul committed by Carson Bush. So Bush will have his 2nd foul today. You're going to have multiple substitutions coming in for Graceland. BC will go left side where Belt's 3 is way too long. And a rebound cleared down by Darius Davis. And Graceland's back up the floor. 4 minutes into the second half. It's a 45-36. Yellow Jackets lead. The kick comes on top. Dropping a shoulder. Leaning in. Working against Nick in there. You got rather Noah. You got Noah Simmons in the game for Benedictine. Shots up. Noah comes down with a rebound. BC runs. Defense gets back pretty quickly, and so Ahmad's got to slow it down a little bit. Simmons has it on the right side. Goes across to the left. Belt from there. That's his shot. He throws it in from the corner on the baseline left. Braden Belt, 13th point. It's also Braden's first 2nd half point for the Ravens today. 15-20 to go in the game. So that's a long time yet. Plenty of opportunity for the Ravens to get back in this thing. Here's Darius Davis with it. Comes out on top to Carson Bush. Now left side. Austin Braun, 3 off the rim. No. Rebound to Bryson LaRue. And as the ball's coming up the floor, they stop plays. Ahmad is coming up like he's like banged up a little bit. And I think he's going to come off. They're going to take a little bit of a look at him. Got poked in the eye, he says, as he comes by. Now, I tell you, you know I don't care about sitting on the scorer's table, but you do get some of the inside scoop sometimes. You know, you don't always know what's wrong, but this time as he goes by and he points, says, it's my eye. I know it's his eye. It's kind of sleuthy that way. 5 minutes gone in the second half. 45-39, Graceland at home in front. Grayson, the number 3 team in his conference. There's a pass coming off on top. Batted out of the hands of Ezra. He'll pick it back up. Puts up a running shot. And it looked like when he put that up, he was undecided. He put it up a little too long, too short. And picked up by Ezra. And he goes up and scores it. Now we've got a Graceland player holding his hand out there. To go. By Goffa is in. Let's see if they're going to bring somebody out for Graceland. Yeah, they made a couple of changes. You got Darius Davis and Akeem Woods out there, Pat Fisher, Almadi Osman, Jar, and Carson Bush. So Benedictine getting right back in this thing again. It's 45-41 Graceland at 14.5 to go. So BC's right back to within 4. A little 7-point run. Here's a baseline shot. 3 up, no good. A push in the back, no foul. The follow shot block, rebound out of bounds, Raven basketball. Wow. Now there's a sequence. If you like your full contact basketball, you are going to love that trip down the floor. Ravens are going to go chase the ball down. Anthony Hall tracks this thing down in it. Cavernous facility here, Morden Center. Full court pressure by Grayson, and the Ravens are going to bring it into Braden Bell. He comes up the floor and works his way around the left side, holds it up, skips it off on top, and BC's going to set his offense. Yellow Jackets playing in a little player D. BC's brought Jack Vanderwoody into the game. Right side, Ahmad back over to the left, or rather, Ezra. The pass in the middle is going to be saved by Jack, and he's gotten away. He'll fall away from 15, doesn't hit it, and the Yellow Jacket rebound cleared away by Patrick Fisher. Fish will come down the floor, goes in, little travel, no whistle, the little hook shot in the lane. Give a couple of points there to Darius Davis. Davis' first points of the second half. He's got 9 tonight. Makes it 47-41. We're at 13 and a half to go. Ezra goes left, starts to look in. Twist, turn, spins completely 360, knocked out of his hand, picks it up, bumps in, brings it out. Shot clock at 7. Here's Belt, stripped out of his hands by Carson Bush. Bush will drive, goes in, goes up, Ravens block it away. Bodies all over the place, no whistle. Here's what's happened, okay? These officials, Gus and I talked about it a little bit on Sports Look. About a week, in the last week, these officials have shifted to postseason tournament officiating. What does that mean? You say, well, what's the difference? It's the same game, same rules. Well, kind of, but what you also have is letting these guys play a little bit more. Here's Ezra's shot up and missing and rebound to Grayson. You maybe let them play a little bit more. You'll have a little more contact to happen. You a little more latitude. And I think the point, the desire, the intent of all of that is to, you know, let the teams play it out. Let the players decide who's going to win the games. Now, here's a spinning shot from the right side of the lane. It's going to be up and good by Amate Offenjar. His first points today, 49-41, 12-12 to go. Ravens trailing it by 8. They have been down by as many as 11. Here's Belt with the left side. They'll feed it in the middle. Twisting in, backing in. No room for Simmons. Goes across the 3, short, getting his own rebound. Jack has it stripped out of his hands. It's on the floor, and they're going to let it roll around. It'll finally go out of bounds. Back to Benedictine. Coming into the game for the Ravens, back into the game is going to be Bense Duke, the 6'7 sophomore. Back into the game is going to be the 6'2 sophomore, Bryson LaRue. And into the game for the first time this evening, or this afternoon, is Larry Parker. LP's a 6'4 freshman, began Staley High School in Kansas City, Missouri. With 11:49 to go in the ballgame, and Benedict and Trinica by 8, Ravens have the ball and play at their offensive end. It'll come in quickly, Jack. Vanderwoody will feed underneath. Bense out on top. Driving in, and the ball is going to be knocked away from LaRue, picked up by Grayson. And again, see, that play has allowed later in the year and in the postseason is they let these guys go a little bit. Give them a little more, let that leash out a little. Give them a little more room to play. 11:20 to go. Back over to the left side. We get a whistle, and there's a foul and all that humanity down there. And it is going to be on Benedictine's Bryson LaRue. Bryson picking up his first foul today. It'll be the Ravens. What, third foul of the second half? Grayson brings it in. 11:20 to go in the game. Driving in again, multiple steps. The shot is up. It's going to count. Give that one to Offenjar. And he's quickly at 4 points now. 51-41. Ravens down 10. Driving in is Ahmad. Pretty shot. Ends up on the floor. No foul calls. And back the other way. The feed comes in the middle, the pass right to the other end of the floor, and the Ravens don't get back quickly enough. Because he had no idea that Grayson was going to take it back to the other end of the floor that quickly and transition back to offense that fast and go to the length of the court like that. So they get to the other end, they will hit the bucket and get the plus one. On the foul by Jack Vanderwood, the shot is up, it's no good. So, Darius Davis hits the layup. He's got a dozen, the free throw's no good. Jack picks up the personal foul, it'll be his first, and Benedictine coming up the floor after the missed free throw. From the left side, 3-point shot off the mark, and Yellow Jacket rebound is going to be mishandled and lost out of bounds by Darius Davis. Oh, they're going to have a foul on Duca. So it goes out of bounds, but apparently Bense is going to be whistled for another foul. And Duca picks up foul number two. Ravens have five team fouls in the second half. Here we go. 10.5 to play in the game. Ravens on defense here. Duca tried to defend, but the ball getting shot up around inside him by Darius Davis. Unfortunately for Grayson, Davis is unable to capitalize on the point-blank bunny, and BC is going to have it in play from the baseline. Parker brings it in. Larry Parker, a 6'4 freshman from Kansas City Staley High School. Ravens down to the baseline. That thud you hear, that's Ahmad Lewis being knocked to the floor. Misses the shot. Rebound. Yellow Jackets. Grayson will feed underneath. And again, they want the big guy. Can't get it to him. Kick it outside. The three is in. Patrick Fisher with a dozen points now. Grayson pushes ahead. 56-43. And we're inside 10. Going to get a little timeout here shortly, Joseph. Back over to the right side with it. Driving across is going to be Bryson LaRue. Alternate hands at the dribble. Takes it away to the top of the key. Now accelerates. Goes down the left side of the lane. Rotates to counterclockwise. Puts a shot up off the back window. No good. As a rebound rolled off the rim. And Grayson is going to walk it up the floor and slow it way, 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 way down. Carter Brown chewing on that mouthpiece. Dribbling with the right hand. Skips it out on top to Patrick Fisher. Fisher swings it back over again to Carter Brown. Not an orthodontist, but I think that mouthpiece is best used inside the mouth and on the teeth. Here's a feed underneath, a little nice get pass to Oppenjar, who lays it up and in, and he's got six. Ravens finding the lead expanding now for Graceland, and Coach Moody's going to take a timeout with that in mind. And Joseph, we're going to take a break. Remember, we've got a media break, I think, so owed to us, but we'll see. Taking a break right here, though, exactly 9 minutes to play in game two of the afternoon. Benedictine trailing Graceland, 58-43.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Minutes of play in the night, or this afternoon, this evening's ball game. Benedictine finding itself trailing 58-43 to the Yellow Jackets. Out of the court for the Ravens, it's going to be Ahmad Lewis and Bryson LaRue with Braden Belt, Larry Parker, and Gino Corridori. Benedictine in the traveling black with red and the home gold with navy. Grayson is going to have Darius Davis and Patrick Fisher. Got Amadi Oppenjar. I see Carson Bush, and running out is Carter Brown. Ravens with the basketball, putting it in play, bouncing it to the right side. It's going to be Gino backing it off the block, goes into the lane, little left-hand hook shot, yes. Gino Corridori, 2 points in the first half, but he's thrown a half a dozen in here in the second, so 8 so far for Gino, 58-45. 8.5 to go. Driving in the middle, there's just no room. That's good defense on Offenjar. He has to kick it back off on top. Fisher will head for the baseline, gets doubled up as he tries to drive inside. They'll bring it back off on top. Raven defense doing a really good job. Now driving in again, lots of steps. Shot goes up. Ravens come down with a rebound off the miss. Outlet down the floor. The shot goes up, and it won't fall for LaRue. Throws his hands in the air and said, what about that huge foul? The official says, I ain't got time for that. We're 8 minutes to go in the game. It's 58-45, Graceland. Skip pass over to the right side, push back off on top to Oppenjar. Here's Carter Brown. Oh, head fake. Often Jar wants to make something happen. Twist, turns. Gina did a nice job on him. Three from the top, though. Just squaring up. Patrick Fisher throws it down. Fish has a couple of threes in the second half. Three threes in the game and 15 points now tonight. It is 61-45. 7.5 to play. Gino from 18 knocks it down for the long two. Got it in there, rattles it back and forth, and Corridori, 10 points, 61-47. 7:11 to go. Quickly coming to the scores table for the Ravens is going to be Vince Duca. 7 minutes to play, shot clock at 10. Thinking about the three. Carson Bush drives inside, misses it, gets his own rebound. Little guy like that somehow got the rebound. Now they're going to step inside, kick it to the edge. An uncontested three is going to be missed. And good hustle on the rebound by Offenshar, but he's going to lose it out of play. It'll come back to Benedictine. All right, let's just reset everybody's lineup. But first we're going to get a timeout. Here comes that break we were owed. Joseph, we're taking it. 6:45 to go in the men's game this afternoon. We're in Lamoni, Iowa, where it is Graceland 61, Benedictine 47.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here is 6:45 remains in this afternoon's Benedictine ball game, and Ravens with this one today. We'll wrap up the 23-24 season. Two games going on around the conference. I'm not, you know, there's some of them that have greater consequence than the others. So these two teams still getting their way back out on the floor. We've got Peru over Clark today. We talked about that. We've got, how about Mid-America? There's some insanity. Mid-America wins it 120-92. Was that in regulation? Holy camoey. You've also got the final is Missouri Valley over Grandview. Here's a shot from the outside. A Raven three. It misses and rebound. Dove for by Anthony Hall, but he couldn't quite come up with it. Mount Mercy leading Central Methodist by three with 2 minutes to go. Culver Stockton and Park just getting underway. And then there's this game going on also. Shot is up by Graceland. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Braden Belton. Benedictine back into the forecourt. We're down to 6:05 to go this afternoon, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. Kind of a frustrating turnover for Benedictine. So Duca comes out. Corridori is going to come back in. Going to get Jack back into the game, and he's going to trade with Anthony Hall. Here we go. Up front with it, Graceland. 6 minutes to play here in Iowa. 6 minutes left in the season for the Benedictine guys. Here's a drive over to the left side. They'll skip past underneath, batted away, but couldn't be rescued by Akeem Woods. They'll take it down to the left, right in front of the Graceland bench, feeds it on top, dumps it back over to the right, and traveling down to the baseline. No surprise they called that. They've been allowing those stat number of steps to kind of happen all afternoon long, but they called a bad time. And it will come to Benedictine from the backcourt. We're going to go pressure by Grayson on the inbound play. Nothing BC can't handle, and Bryson LaRue into the forecourt with no difficulty. 5.5 left in the game. To Corridori from LaRue. Gino for a two. Gino Corridori, after a pretty lackluster first half, getting 2 points, has really kicked his game up a little bit here. 61-49. Gino with 10 in the second half. We've got 5:10 to go in the game. Baseline jumper, nope, and Vanderwoot coming down with the rebound. Here comes BC trying to jump the route. The ball is past Carter Brown. Ravens go into the forecourt, and Grayson tries to steal it away. And what you got right now, you got Grayson hustling. You know what? Here we are, 5 minutes left in the game, leading it by a dozen. Grayson is full tilt. You'd think that this was a one-possession kind of a game, and there is like a big supper to the winner, you know? Something really important. Good meal. Driving down the left side. Running shot. Oh, that was nicely done. No subsequent foul, but the bucket is going to be good by Corridori. The timeout is going to be taken by Benedict and Joseph. We're going to step away. Taking a break at 4 minutes and 51 to go in the game. Ravens back within a dime. It's Jack at 61, BC 51.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Second half of this ball game has been entertaining. It's been very closely played. In fact, Ravens who trailed by 8 at halftime, they are trailing, if you compare second half scores, 24-22. I mean, it has been nip and tuck in the second half. But the Ravens have got to overcome that first half deficit and see how they're going to be able to go about that as the clock is now down to 4:51 to go. Grayson continues to shoot the ball extremely well, 45.5%. Benedict is hitting 40 from the outside. Grayson hitting 30. Ravens 28. Free throws. There have been hardly any free throws. Grayson 3-7. Ravens 1-2. So the free throws that are taken do not hit at a very high percent. Here comes Grayson out of the timeout. They're going to run that shot clock down back.
Spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Welcome back to the Morton Center on the campus of Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa. We're down to the last 2 minutes and 21 seconds of the game, and Ravens trying to get by a dozen. It's 65-53. Can't read his upcoming sports schedule. I'll tell you what, we've got tons of stuff going on. Joseph's probably been keeping you up to speed on pretty much what's happening. We've got sub-state basketball next week, Monday and Tuesday night. We've got Benedictine women's playoff game on Wednesday night. Got more sub-state stuff through the rest of the week. And Saturday, we're likely to have the BC ladies win round one. We'll have them and sub-state games all afternoon and evening on Saturday. Maybe a little triple dip on a week from today. So we'll see how it goes. Zach Schwinn, very glad to see him come to the scorer's table. One of the Ravens seniors. Now the ball way out to the top. Grayson handles it, works it back out on top. Shot clock at 3, at 2, at 1. They'll send one skyward, and it's going to miss. Corridori rebounds it down. And need a timeout here to make the substitution. Vanderwood goes in, twists and turns, reverses the direction, falls away from 14 and missed it. Rebound, Belt, nice. Puts it back up and in. Graydon Belt. Vanderwood is going to come out of the ball game, and Benedictine going to make a substitution here with minute 41 to go. It's just going to be a rotating. No real timeout, Joseph. Just a substitution. Raves will be credited or charged with the timeout. It's 5'8 senior from Leavenworth, Kansas. Zach Schwinn into the game out of Mar Hill Mount Academy. Zach is out there for Benedictine. Minute 35 to go. And again, what they're doing is just bringing it back to the right side, and Schwinn will be out there. Does a good job of collecting the foul, and they're going to put the guy they want at the line. They got to win. You want Akeem Woods up there. Every team that plays Graceland wants Akeem Woods at the free throw line. And with a minute 27 to go, that's where they're going to find him. Offense, defense, switch here for Coach Lawrenson. And Akeem, free throw, gets it. So Akeem is 4 of 9 here today. And hits both of them. Makes him 5 of 10. It is 67-55 with a minute 24 to go. Benedictine up the floor. Here's LaRue. I don't know where that was supposed to be going, but it went right into the hands of a Graceland player, and a finger roll on the other end is blown by Akeem Woods. Benedictine coming up with it. Over to the left side, Schwinn. Little head fake. Dumps it over to the right side. Stepping inside, LaRue shot short. Rebound, Graceland. Amadi Offenjar comes down with the board. Offenjar transferring to Graceland out of Peru State. And we're getting a timeout by Graceland. And what this is doing, you hear the crowd. Graceland is bringing in their 7-foot Lithuanian. We're going to hang out here, Joseph, even though Graceland is calling a full timeout. They're making a couple of substitutions, including Julius Rodonius, 7-foot junior from Lithuania. BC is also going to make, like, more than a few substitutions, going to bring in 4 new guys. I'm suspecting that they will be joining Zach Schwinn out of the floor. We're going to see Jared Lee out there and LP. We'll see Anthony Hall, maybe Bense. 56 seconds to go, 67-55. Let's see what these two teams bring out. And again, next week is a full package of sports stuff here on Care Radio. I'm not sure that Neil is going to even be able to cue up one single song, you know, country music stuff, because probably too many games. Sorry, Neil. Music out, games in. Just how it goes this time of the year. Let's see. Larry Parker and Jack Vanderwood, Vince Duca. You're also going to have Anthony Hall and, rounding it out, Jared Lee. So those are your Raven 5 with 55, 54, 53 to go. Graceland has it up topside. Backing away with it. Austin Braun. Pass down to the left side is going to be Markovich. Here's a baseline shot. It's up and good. JT Washington. Scott likes him. BC comes topside, 31 to go. Shot clock at 21. Jared goes right side to Vanderwood. Jack will pull up for a 3. Drains it. Vanderwood. That's his first point today. Shot clock's off. Yellow Jackets, are they going to attack the bucket or they're going to drop back? Yeah, I got a feeling they're going to want to shoot it. They want the big guy to shoot. Coach is like saying, don't do it. Final score this evening. Graceland 70, Benedictine 58. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah. It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Hey, it's good to have you back here in the Morton Center here on the campus of Graceland University, Lebonai, Iowa, where it's senior day today on the final game of the regular season. Graceland comes away with a sweep over Benedictine here in the second game. They get by the Ravens 70-58. Let's kind of recap how it all went, shall we? Wait for Coach to get a chance to get done addressing his team and make his way back here again. Familiar with this building, it is gigantic, as they would say. Could put a lot of hay in a barn this size. And it's a couple of gyms over and down the hall and around the bend, so it'll take him just a minute, but we'll get him here. Scoring today, first of all, for Grayson. How about Patrick Fisher? Pat kind of paced the way for this Yellow Jacket ball club. The 6-foot grad student from Arizona Christian University, and he ended up 6 of 9 from the floor today. 5 rebounds, 5 assists. 15 points, and Patrick Fisher led Graceland in scoring this evening. Austin Braun was right behind him with 14 points. Austin put up a lot of shots. He was 5 of 14 today, including 2 of 9 from outside. Austin, a senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan, a transfer out of Spring Arbor. And right behind them, 13 for Darius Davis. Darius is a Pittsburgh, PA guy, transferred in from Howard College. He went 6 of 9 shooting the ball. Uh-oh, gotta stop that little reminder there. Fourth guy in double-figure scoring for Grayson this evening is Akeen Woods. Akeen on 3 of 6 shooting, 5 of 10 at the free throw line. Had 6 rebounds and 11 points for Grayson today. Akeen Woods, just so you know something about this team, is a Baker University transfer, because a couple of years ago when he got here, Coach Lawrence apparently went, you know, sent some guys in a conference that wanted to do something different, like Offenjar from Peru State and Woods from Baker, and so was able to bring them over. A lot of guys from a lot of other colleges, a couple of high school guys on this Graceland roster this year. You had Cameron Bush with 5 points today, JT Washington, Carter Brown, each with three. For Benedictine, Braden Belt. Man, his seniors had a fantastic career. Don't have a number, a total of career points, but a lot. And he is good again today. 15 points to lead his team in scoring. Gino Corridori. Gino got a little bit of a slow start, it felt like. Let's see how he was. Yeah, 2 points in the first half, but then kind of came around in the second, ending with a dozen today, so 10 in the second half. Bryson LaRue, double figures as well. Bryson with 10 today. You had Ahmad Lewis knocking in 8. It was 6 today for Bense Duca. Jack Vanderwood, 3 points. Ezra Vigafa, Anthony Hall, each with 2. And the Ravens also got PG out of Zach Schwinn and Jared Lee, Larry Parker, Noah Simmons, none of them getting on the board here this afternoon. So when this one is all in the book, you've got Graceland picking up a really important for them if they're going to look to get that maybe that third conference spot in the national tournament, because the Hart gets guaranteed 3. You get the regular season winner, you get the conference tournament winner, and you get an extra one because you are the host, quote-unquote, host team for the national tournament. So Graceland picking up that 20th win will certainly have that on their resume, and that's going to help them. Benedictine coming up just short of that double-digit win column as they end up at 9-18, 8-16 in conference play, and are going to wrap it up here today. Now, for the BC ladies, again, we're going to be back at it next week. Okay, Benedictine women are going to be at home. They're going to be hosting Mount Mercy, and they're going to be in the Enola Gym on Wednesday. And they're going to be there for 7 o'clock tip. Of course, you're going to hear all that here on Care Radio. We'll have all those games. And before that, of course, next week, though, we've got high school basketball with Monday night hoops and Tuesday. So we've got tons of stuff going on. We'll stick around. We're going to have a chat with Coach here. And so there's that. Oh, congratulations to the M8. We talk about the sports. How about that mock trial team, huh? MHMA's mock trial team in competition today. 2 teams they sent down to Johnson County Courthouse to do what they do, and both of them are going to go to state. So congratulations to them. How good is that? So anyway, we'll see how that all shakes out. Let's see, where was it? Oh, yeah, we were going to talk a little bit about, while we're waiting for Coach to get over here, see if we can catch up with the games going on next week here on Care Radio. So many games going on around the MSC family. Monday night, I'll be with you from Winchester. Going to spend a lot of time at Winchester this week, but this is going to be a first-round game with a higher seed host, and it'll be Valley Falls at JCN for high school basketball. So we're going to have that one Monday night. And Tuesday, here on Care Radio, it will be, by the way, that Monday night game is going to be the girls, 2A Substate, Valley Falls at JCN. Tuesday night, we're going to be in Valley Falls, as we will see then the Valley Falls guys team, and they're going to be hosting Oskaloosa. So we're going to have that one Tuesday night on Care Radio. Then Wednesday, we're going to shift over and we're going to have the Benedictine ladies here Wednesday evening on Care Radio. Thursday, it's going to be a busy night. You're going to have Sports Look, 5:15 to 6. From 6 to 6:45 is going to be the Coach's Insight, ACCHS, Atchison High, JCN, MHMA, and Oskaloosa. And then, from right after that, we're going to get high school basketball from the 2A girls substate at Winchester at the JCN tournament. And we'll have, of course, teams and all of that to be determined. Then right back on Friday, we'll be back to the JCN substate, the 2A substate with boys. And Saturday, it is all TBD. 2A substate, we've got Benedictine basketball. And, of course, in all of this, you got to remember that the Phoenix moving along, and I'm trying to get that schedule pulled up here, but it's just not wanting to cooperate. Atchison High. Congratulations to the Phoenix as they are the number one seed in 4A, and they are going to be hosting on the 28th. They're going to be hosting El Dorado. So it will be the Phoenix and Eldo in that game. And in the other half of that bracket to try to head to Tony's in Salina for the championships, it's going to be number 8, Eudora, number 9, Parsons. And those games are also going to be February the 28th, and those games are going to be, excuse me, in Eudora. So Eudora hosting Parsons and the Phoenix hosting El Dorado on the February the 28th. So we'll be keeping you up to speed with all of that kind of things and stuff. So we got that going on. Trying to stick around here a little bit because I know I'm sure final game of the year, even though it is a road loss, Coach trying to have a few words with the guys. And we're going to hope to have some conversation with him when he gets done. Because I think, you know, particularly as much as anything for a final game of the season, he's going to want to, you know, maybe have a little reflective moment about how the season transpired and what his thoughts about it might be. That said, let's look around and see today. Get that pulled back down here. Not sure what's happened to today. We've got to refresh this, Joseph, and see if we can get the rest of the men's scores from the conference. They're not all going to be finals yet, but a lot of them are going to be. Here we go. That's a little bit better. I can actually read this. Let's look at the other scores from around the conference. What do you say? Peru State, 100 points today. Defeat Clark, 100-69 in Peru. Not to be outdone, Mid-America says 100 points, it's nothing. 120-92. Yeah, William Penn scores 92, loses by almost 30. 120-92, Mid-America over Penn. You had at Missouri Valley going up to Des Moines, demolishing Grandview, 81-58. Oh, you think that 100 is a good number to have? Well, so did Mount Mercy. They beat Central Methodist today. Now, give them credit. It took them an overtime, okay? But Mount Mercy over Central Methodist, 100-98 in OT in Cedar Rapids today. So Mount Mercy coming off a W. Of course, you have this Benedictine-Graceland game, 70-58, and rounding it all out, you've still got another game going on, and it was an hour later than the rest of the games is. You had Culver Stockton and Park. So there was that. Culver Stockton leads at halftime over Park, 44-34. So we got that going on. Trying to decide just to make sure I haven't seen anybody from the team step out yet or get a chance to say hey to Coach, because again, I want to give him every opportunity to get out here because he's always been so good for every game, home and away, wherever we go, to come out and kind of give some post-game thoughts and feelings. And we would like to see, here he comes. He's sprinting on across here. It's great to be young and be able to sprint. So we got that. Let me get this going for me. Turn that one up, and this is all you right there, young man. Are we on there?
We're on here.
All right, Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. Coach, guys, I don't even know where to begin. Love the way they battled. Never got out of this thing. Right at the very end, you know, finally got a few points. But I was impressed with, you know, guys like Braden and Gino, and Bryson staying after it in this game.
Yeah, I thought that, this is a tough one. I mean, actually, I'm a little late coming out because we let the seniors talk a little bit in the locker room. And Zach Schwinn had some really wise words of, you know, it's not very often. It hasn't happened to us ever, actually, in the last 13 years until this year, that the last game, you knew it was the last game. And I think that our team could have done gone a couple of different directions on this one, you know, and I thought that they, I mean, yesterday's practice was spirited, it was engaged, I mean, they were energetic, and then today they came out and they battled. I mean, this is a good team that we just played. They finished third in the league, and they're gonna host a playoff game and possibly get to the national tournament, and I thought that when we had that lull in the first half offensively, that just kind of set us back, but we defended them well. Held their best player to, I think, 0 points tonight in Markovic. And, we did a heck of a job, in this game. We just, you know, the shots didn't fall the way we wanted and we couldn't get to the free throw line. I thought that, their bench, I mean, one kid comes off the bench and gets 13 and our bench just couldn't get it going. And that's kind of the separation. But to your point, all these guys battled. We got shots out of the right guys. We played our tails off. I thought we defended with passion and I thought they executed the game plan. In the end, our offense just came up a little short, which has kind of been the story of the season.
Tip of the hat, three seniors, great, great guys.
Yeah.
You're missing.
Unbelievable. I mean, in that locker room right now, they're in there talking and, you know, words of wisdom of, you know, almost to a man for those three. They said the similar sentiments of this, like, use this to the young guys. Use this season, you know, take a couple weeks off and then we're back at it, getting better. And use it to learn and get tougher, and they'll enjoy the wins that this group gets as we move forward as onlookers. So, I mean, all three of those guys, high character, tough, work their tails off, great attitudes, dialed in, no problems, zero, absolutely zero problems off the floor. I couldn't ask for three better ones when it comes to who they are as people.
And of course, these guys get a little bit of a break, but there's no rest for you because I'm sure you're going to be out on the road. There's sub-state sites. You know, there's tons of games that you're going to be out, you know, looking for future Ravens.
Yeah. We got to get out and see some kids. We've got some freshmen or I guess high school seniors that are on our radar that we aren't always easy to get out and see during our season when we're playing on Saturdays and Wednesdays and things like that. So we're going to try to get out and see them. You know, we're also, you know, I mean, it's 2024, and as the days go on, the transfer portal heats up, and there's going to be some transfers that we're going to be looking at, too. So it's a different time. I mean, from when I started in this business in 1997 to what recruiting looks like now, Tom, it's a lot different, but we're excited. I'll start with this, though, that we love our team. We love our locker room. Like, the guys that we have in there, we've got a lot of really talented young players. And so it starts with development. It starts with getting back in the gym and working and back in the weight room and working. But we're definitely going to have to add we definitely need to for the sake of the program moving forward, whether it's next year and beyond, is add some good players. So we're losing three really high character, good guys. So we got to find a couple replacements.
Never easy to do, but you'll be right out there, Mike.
Oh yeah, we'll be all right. Yeah. Well, we've got a great product to sell in our institution and our program and, our town, our community. So we have no doubts we'll be just fine.
Coach, appreciate you coming out all of these games and make the trek up, because sometimes we're in a little bit of an inconvenient spot. Today's not so bad, but
sometimes it's
like it's a up the hill battle to get to where we're sitting.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you and all the effort you put in, Tom, for our program and our women's program covering us. And I know that, I mean, I always get the text messages of people have been listening. And then I know all these high school games that you're at, too. So you're a road warrior. I'm glad you don't do, like, track or baseball or anything. I'm glad it's just the hoops and the football.
Not so bad. Coach, I did the math the other day. Today is 109 and 110.
That's insane.
It's a full plate.
That's
and
insane.
We're not done yet, baby.
No, you're not.
We got a ways to go.
You got a couple of weeks. Well, good luck to you, and I'm sure I'll see you in the gym here in the next couple of weeks.
You got it. Coach Moody, thanks, right, man. Ryan Moody, head guy at the Benedictine Ravens, and it's going to wrap it up today. Again, on the road today, Grayson takes two from BC. He'll greet you next time. Joseph's back in the studio saying, get out of there. I'm going to go home. Joseph, I'm with you. Tom Cass here in Lamoni. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.